This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne formally submits his application to the Democratic Labour Party. A St. James primary school forced to close after threats were made to members of staff. Preparation for Cricket World Cup going smoothly with repairs of Kensington Oval over 50% completed. The Jamaican Director of Public Prosecution satisfied with government's defense in Vibes Cartel UK appeal. And jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny found dead. Good afternoon. I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Ralph Thorne has officially submitted his application to join the Democratic Labour Party, immediately trying to quash any idea of a leadership struggle. Mr. Thorne, the Member of Parliament for Christchurch South, recently broke away from the ruling Barbados Labour Party and became opposition leader. Surrounded by DLP stalwarts as he addressed journalists, Mr. Thorne immediately addressed the issue of the leadership of the party, given that he is to become political leader while Ronnie Yearwood is the president.
I repeat, I come to join in the leadership of this party and to join with Dr. Yearwood and to join with Steve Blackett. And I call those names deliberately. And wherever Steve is this morning, he will get the message.
Mr. Thorne stressed that he had been warmly received by the DLP leadership.
And I want to say, I want to send a message to Steve that the warmth with which he greeted me here the other day, that warmth must still exist between us. Honestly, I spoke to Dr. Yearwood as well. And the personal message to Dr. Yearwood, let us join our hands together. Not to leave. The more important mission is to heal this party.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. A report of an incident involving a male teacher at the Good Shepherd Primary School has forced the closure of the school. Starcom Network News understands that threats were made to staff at the school online, and out of an abundance of caution, the Barbados Police Service was called in to address the matter. The principal confirmed that the school is closed and parents have been asked to collect their children. When contacted, President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, said he remains hopeful the situation is addressed so teaching can continue.
The Barbados Union of Teachers was made aware today of a serious concern by our members at Good Shepherd Primary School, which resulted in the Barbados Police Service being called to the school. We are thankful for the presence of the Barbados Police Service, and we are hopeful that a resolution can be found to this issue as soon as possible to enable the teaching and learning process to resume.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. However, some parents told Starcom Network News they were not told about the situation, but just to collect their children, and they want answers.
That the government has officially closed the school today, come and collect your ward or child, something like that. Just collect her because I didn't went up to see the teacher.
Well, I was told it was a bomb squad right here, along with the police. That's all. And collect the children. Sometimes people just send out false news sometimes, so they didn't really run with it.
At first, one of the teachers called us that everything was all right. What was going on, but a teacher messaged that everything was okay, everything was under control, so we should be patient.
Parents of children of a Good Shepherd Primary School in the lunchtime edition. Construction at Kensington Oval is well underway ahead of the International Cricket Council T20 World Cup that is scheduled to happen here in June. Speaking during a media conference and tour of the facility this morning, Chairman of Kensington Oval Management Incorporated, Damien Gaskin, reports the project is over the halfway mark of completion, with April 30th being the targeted date of completion.
So phase 1A was Hall and Griffith and Hewitt and Innes. Now we are in the Hall and Griffith stand now in the press conference suite. Hall and Griffith stand is probably 80-90% complete with respect to a lot of the physical infrastructure work. Then phase 2 started between the end of December, early January. Phase 2 would then have incorporated the other stands, VWs, Greenwich and Haynes, Players Pavilion, Media Center, and then any external works, and then works on the field as well. So those works are probably close to, 40 to 50% complete.
The project will be done in three phases, with the final phase scheduled to commence after the World Cup. Mr. Gaskin said phase three will focus on building to facilitate performance training and recovery.
So we want to do an indoor facility that has the latest technology. So to improve batting, bowling, stance, recovery, action, so on and so forth. So that, you know, when it comes to training, maybe Bayesians, West Indies players, the intent is then to have this kind of world-class indoor facility to help with performance, training, and recovery that will be long-lasting. And then finally, we're kind of looking at some drop-in pitches. As I said, if you're talking about multi-purpose facility, if you want to have a WWE ring in the center of the oval, it's not possible now with the pitches where they are. But if you're able to take out the pitches and replace it with a different surface, then it also kind of increases the optionality of what we're able to do at Kensington Oval.
Chairman of Kensington Oval Management Incorporated, Damien Gaskin. In Jamaica, Director of Public Prosecutions Paula Llewellyn says she is satisfied that the government put up a solid defense in the Vibes cartel appeal and is hopeful for a positive ruling. The Judicial Committee of the UK-based Privy Council has reserved judgment in the murder appeal of dancehall entertainer Adija Vibes Cartel Palmer following a two-day hearing which concluded yesterday. Cartel and three others were convicted on March 13, 2014 for the murder of Clive Lizard Williams. The Director of Public Prosecution said she was quite pleased with the arguments proffered by British King's Counsel Peter Knox, who represented the Jamaican government in the cartel appeal. When asked about his thoughts on the likely outcome of the appeal, Mr. Knox said, "We shall see." And finally, the prison where jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny had been serving his sentence says he is dead. Navalny, an outspoken critic of President Putin, has been in Russian jail since 2021 on charges widely viewed as politically motivated. Navalny's wife has said she does not know whether the horrible news is true. Putin's spokesman said Russia's penitentiary service was looking into Navalny's death, but provided no further information. In August, Navalny was found guilty of founding and funding an extremist organization, which he denies, and was given an extra 19 years in jail. Recapping the headlines. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne hands in his application to join the Democratic Labour Party this morning. A St. James Primary School forced to close after threats were made to members of staff. Preparation for Cricket World Cup going smoothly with repairs of Kensington Oval over 50% completed. The Jamaican Director of Public Prosecution satisfied with government's defense in Vibes Cartel UK appeal. And jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny found dead. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network News is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.